The former commissioner of Tuish County and an official of Tuish County in Warab State says armed youth thought to be from Mayom County in Unity State stole thousands of cattle in Turalei Payam. Agwek Chan says the raid left 7 people dead and 14 wounded by gunfire.
Armed youth from Mayom County, they well armed. Some of them belong to Division 4 Brigade. So they came to a place called Kwenyamion in Turalei County, Turalei Payam. They have raided a number of cattle, more than 10,000 head of cattle.
He says cattle raids are expected from Unity State every dry season until August. He says raiding is compounded by youth joblessness. He says the communities in Mayom County and Tuish County should start peace efforts to reduce the raids.
Most of the armed youth, they are jobless. There is no employment. Only to go and ride the cattle, ambush on the road. So, temporary solution, we need a reconciliation, make peace among these two communities.
Kokong Manuek, press secretary in the office of the governor of Unity State, Riek Bimtop, says South Sudan Defense Forces lost one soldier while intercepting cattle from raiders in Bianyang in Unity State's Mayom County. He says one of the raiders was wounded.
And one of the casualties from the side of the cattle raiders, that person was shot from where they raided cattle. The one from the cattle raider side is not dead, he's alive, but one person from SSPDF has been killed.
The commissioner of Mayom County, James Lily Kwal, says the army faced attacks from armed criminals since Thursday as it tried to intercept the raided cattle.
So our forces here, Division 4, went and intercepted them on the same 20. The five took leather and some cow were recovered back. And on 21st also, the port was forces. So even also on 23 today, we captured some more cattle. They are now with our soldiers. So they were being scattered away, those criminals.
He alleges that the raiders are not youth from Mayom County, but militia under the command of rebel commander Bwai Rolnyang, who is allied with Sudan's rapid support forces. He says the army has intercepted 215 of cattle so far.
Those who went to Denka area are not the armed youth that within Bulye. Some also are with those of rapid forces. Of former general called Bwai Rolnyang. Our forces are fighting them now, intercepting them. We want to show the government or the people of Bargazal and the people of Unity State that we don't support this criminal activity.
He says he is yet to receive a report of casualties from the clashes. He adds that the raiders ran away and casualties should be minimal. Lucas Sherey Riek, the former commissioner of Mayom County, suggests that disarmament will be the lasting solution to cattle raids. However, he says it cannot be possible without the completion of security arrangements.
Because this cattle raiding has been on and off for so long, and the issue of this cattle raiding always have a connection with the guns. If this small group of armed disarm, the issue of cattle raiding will never resolve. But how can you disarm now? The issue of necessary unified force, not fully unified. If you try to disarm this certain county now, they can run to another county.
The government of South Sudan extended the transitional period to February 22, 2027, for the fourth time to give time for the pending task in the revitalized peace agreement to be completed, including security arrangements. On February 5th, Nicholas Haysom, special representative of the UN Secretary General and the head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, told the UN Security Council that there is no appetite for fifth extension of the transitional period. He says the transitional government should implement the benchmarks, including ending crimes under international law, reforming the National Security Service, and establishing a hybrid court to augment accountability. For VOA News, I am Amer Ibrahim Quad, reporting from the Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.